This is the Trade Radio podcast for NAB, proudly footifying Australia since 2002.
It probably is, isn't it? Up to David Noble and the rest of the recruiting staff. And David Noble now joins us on NAB Trade Radio, head of football at Adelaide there. David, thanks for joining us. What do you make of what you just heard there from Josh Marnie of Melbourne Footy Club?
Yeah, good afternoon, Barra. G'day, Plough. It's pretty encouraging from our side of things. Damo, we're very comfortable where we're at with Paddy. And we've had ongoing discussions with him for a long time in regards to where his future is, the direction that we're taking. He's part of that direction. And look, it's not unusual. I mean, we get to this portion of the trade every year, mate, and we have every club from Melbourne that asks about him and have done for the last 3 years, so yeah. It's not unusual.
Look, it's a little bit different in that Josh Marnie effectively said picks 2 and 3 would go on the table for Paddy Ryder, Paddy Dangerfield. Now, you've got him contracted for next year, and obviously beyond that, you don't. And there's speculation around he, Rory Sloane, Tex Walker. If it was to become official that 2 and 3 went on the table, and maybe you asked for something else, you know, another pick or another player of significance, would you entertain it in any way at all to potentially trade off Paddy Dangerfield?
No, because I think they're just too hard. The superstars are just too hard to get. Damo, you've got to start again, and you go through that whole process. As I said, we're really comfortable where he is, and the indications that he's given to us is that, you know, he's very settled, he wants to stay. It would have been planned all the way through this year, you know, dialogue with both Patrick and Paul about, you know, where we were going with the future. And it was always at this time of year that we were going to sit down and work through with both of those guys as to what the future direction looked like and where it was going. And look, it's no different with Rory and Tex as well. We understand the implications of having those three big names that are all coming out at the same time frame. So we've got to be able to manage that, better as we go forward.
Sure, David. Look, I hear what you're saying too, and again, I get the confidence you're getting on the other two players in Sloane and Walker. That's my take on it for what it's worth. I feel they will stay. I reckon there's a big question mark over Paddy. What would you do if he came to you at some stage of the next week and said, guys, let's do this transaction now because I'm going to be leaving at the end of next year anyway?
I'd be really surprised if he did. There's the hypotheticals and, you know, this is what free agency is all about. You know, the intrinsic value of what potentially you would get for someone who goes at a period of time when they do become an unrestricted or an restricted, a free agent versus taking the year earlier and having some better equated value as to what that deal might look like. But, I'd be staggered if Patrick came to us within the next fortnight and said, look, that's where his thinking was. But you take it on face value if it ever got to that point. But at this stage, I don't see that happening.
Nobes, nice to speak to you again. I think the club's been very creative with their recruiting in recent times. The ability to be able to still bring in some young players when you had some draft restrictions. The ability to go to the mini draft and did what you did a couple of seasons ago have been very good in that side of it. But unfortunately, for whatever purpose and reason, and somehow out of the control of the footy club, you've lost players out the other side of it. Do you have to show your supporter base that that's going to stop? And does this Dangerfield situation become really key in that?
Yeah, it is, Plough. I think you're spot on. I think if you go back, we looked at and assessed it. Probably the year that we lost Gunston, I think Ivan Marich was looking for opportunities back here and ended up at Melbourne. Tony Armstrong ended up going to Sydney. And I think as a club, we had to really take stock of what we were doing from a retention perspective, not knowing that the Tippett scenario was going to unfold in the manner that it did. And I think that's we've worked extremely hard in regards to welfare and certain key platforms of mentoring programs, getting the right support for players' partners in that mentoring program as well, to make sure that we have got our players entrenched into the Adelaide lifestyle and more importantly, the Adelaide Football Club, so that they just don't feel like they even want to leave the place. And so we have worked extremely hard on that aspect.
It'll be a watch this space then, won't it? Because, I mean, you will have your supporters who are probably disappointed not making finals this year, obviously without a coach in place at the moment. They'll be watching this situation because, I mean, this is your star.
Absolutely, and there's a handful that probably email me on a monthly basis, and they're pretty good. They're around the mark with some of their suggestions, I'd have to say. And there's an element that would say, well, if it ends up being a risk that you've got to mitigate in the coming 12 months, why wouldn't you consider that, you know, right now? I guess our push has been that we've worked really hard to maintain a core together that you can build around and work towards playing finals on a regular basis and winning the ultimate prize. And you can only do that by keeping some, you know, some good, solid team stars together.
David, you don't have a coach of the Adelaide Crows right now, and I'd imagine that would be difficult from two perspectives. Retaining the players who you've got in the three we're talking about at the moment, and particularly Paddy Dangerfield, and more so, and more pertinently, at some stage of the next 2.5 weeks for you personally, trying to attract players from other clubs and good players from other clubs. How restrictive is it to you right now?
Yeah, it's a good point, Damo. It's one that we, you know, at least management, we sort of juggle and have juggled around in the last week or so about the direction that we feel we need to take from a list management perspective. But a new coach coming in may have a slightly different philosophy or style. You know, whether it's a new coach that wants to come in and play two key ruckmen in your team, you know, versus a genuine ruck and a ruck forward. So, it does. I guess the comfort that we've got in speaking to Andrew Fagan, our new CEO, is that explaining to him what we thought the strategy was that we've been working on all through the year. So I think you still work forward on that basis, Damo, to execute what that strategy looked like.
Yep.
But it does make it a little bit more, I guess you're just a little bit more cautious to make sure that, I guess, generically what you're doing, in our case, you know, we need to find another ruck at the moment, probably a little bit more in defence and a bit of speed. So those general elements I think you're still able to do when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of who those players might be, whether it's a draft or a trade. That's probably where it gets a little bit trickier.
David, are you having any joy in any of those areas? And I thought last year, you know, Eddie Betts coming to the club, great pickup for the club. I thought James Podziadli was very much worth the exercise that you guys went through. Have you got some players, or do you believe that Adelaide will have a couple of targeted players arrive to the footy club this trade period?
Yeah, we think so, Plough. We think we're on top of what we need to in those specific areas. And I guess that's the role now, isn't it, to be really targeted in what you those particular areas look like. So we've done a fair bit of work. The team that, you know, my team, supported by, you know, Hamish Ogilvie and Phil Bunn and the other guys in the back office, do a really good job in regards to, I guess, the projects, the detail that we go through in assessing those particular key areas that we think that we need to improve in. And I guess that's the point that I was sort of making before. You've got that strategy and you need to continue to work through that to execute that. So, look, we would like to think there'd be one or two coming in, Plough.
Just a couple of quick ones before we let you go, David. Jared Lyons' name is one that's been bandied around for some weeks now coming into this week. What's the latest with him as an Adelaide Crows player?
Yeah, look, we're in constant contact with Winston Rouse, his manager. And, look, we're keen for Jared to stay. So from that side of things, we're in constant dialogue at the moment in regards to, there's probably not quite got to the point where there's an offer on the table, but we'd like to think we'd get to that point fairly soon. So he's one that we think, oh, I think the benefit we've got with JL, Dame, is that he can go forward and take a catch and kick some goals. So as a midfielder who can rotate to that forward end, their goal, those guys can actually take a catch and do something in another spot.
Sure. And just last one, James Aish, I know he's only 1 year into an AFL career and has been with Brisbane. He has got strong Adelaide links. Is there any thought about making a play for him?
Well, we'd love to. Not sure that we're doing it this year. His cousin actually works at our footy club, so she's always able to keep us in that loop as to how James is going from the personal side of things. But, yeah, look, as is with all of those expat South Australians, both us and Port, we're always on the hunt to seeing how those guys progress. You know, the Pollock one was an example of that last year. So look, going forward, we would love to get Aishi back home, but, you know, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before, you know, players are in the right position. We're in the right position where we can, you know, do the trade and value is equated. So, but look, he's just one of a number of all the ex-South Australian guys that we track.
No, it's just a very quick one back on Jared Lyons, just for 1 second. Why is there no offer on the table for him?
It's just a matter of getting organised, Plough. We've sort of discussed with his management at the moment. So I had a phone call with those guys last week. So we're currently working up that contract, and we'll have discussion around with those guys this week.
David, as always, really appreciate your time and the way you answer our questions on NAB Trade Radio.
Pleasure, guys.